Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, December 30th, 2019. The Independent Flight Attendant Organization, or UFO, has called on its members to strike at the Lufthansa subsidiary German Wings for 3 days from midnight of December 30th to the evening of January 1st. For today, Monday, 24 flights to and from Tegel have already been canceled, so please check in advance if you're traveling. You can also find a list of the canceled flights in our show notes. In addition to the traditional ban at Brandenburger Tor, fireworks will also be forbidden on Alexanderplatz and Nordschöneberg for the first time. The Senate made the decision because in previous years, vandalism escalated in these areas, including violence against police and firefighters. If you are caught with fireworks in these areas on New Year's Eve, you are subject to a fine. Please follow the link in our show notes for more information. An employee of the Air Traffic Control Department in the tower at Schönefeld Airport has collected 7,500 euros and erected a monument to the now defunct Air Berlin right next to the runway. Passengers flying into Schönefeld can see the Air Berlin lettering from above. The airline went bankrupt in August of 2017. The Neukölln Tax Office has collected almost 200 million euros in sales tax from online merchants from China, Hong Kong, Macau, and Taiwan in 2019. This is a steep increase compared to the 34 million euros collected in 2018. The authority in Neukölln is responsible for online traders from China nationwide. Since the beginning of the year, these online merchants were required to have a tax number for their sales in Germany. The number of registered companies rose from 450 to almost 29,000. According to information from the Morgenpost, the two men arrested during the lockdown of the Breitscheidplatz Christmas market were under observation by the police and initially arrested because they behaved suspiciously. Apparently, one of their identities also matched an entry on an international terrorist search warrant list, but this potential link was discarded later. According to police spokesman Thilo Kablitz, both men do have a Salafist connection, however. Kablitz did not say whether this also classifies them as Islamist, quote, endangerers, who are believed to be capable of an attack. Both men live in Berlin. The number of public Wi-Fi hotspots in Berlin is to be increased significantly within the next 2 years. In 2020 and 2021, a total of 4.2 million euros will be invested for 2,000 additional hotspots. The capital already has the largest municipal Wi-Fi network in Germany, which is now being further expanded. There was a new record number of demonstrations this year. According to the police, more than 5,350 events were registered. On average, Berlin had almost 15 demos per day in 2019. The fire brigade saved a man's life at the last second during an apartment fire in Charlottenburg on Friday. The man was clinging to the railing of a balcony, and emergency services immediately inflated a jumping cushion, which took about 20 seconds, on which he was able to jump. He suffered from severe injuries and smoke poisoning. Between January 6th and 18th, the Berliner Stadtreinigung, or BSR, will collect old Christmas trees from the streets. Employees of the company will drive to each district twice during this period and will take the trees lying by the roadside. It's important that the trees are no longer decorated, in one piece, and clearly visible. According to BSR, the company collects around 350,000 Christmas trees per year. From these, the annual amount of electricity and heat for 500 households is produced in biomass power plants. The annual number of attacks on rescue workers in Berlin has increased again. The numbers show that the fire department had registered 176 attacks on its personnel up to and including December of this year. Last year, there were 128. In 2017, a total of 45. According to Social Senator Elke Breitenbach of the Left, more contact with locals is necessary for better integration of refugees. She told the German press agency that, quote, quite a lot of refugees wish they could use the language they've just learned. For this, more contact with Germans is necessary. In shelters, refugees are mostly among themselves, and often they can only apply their knowledge in language cafes. Various institutions and associations offer such meetings. This roundup of last week's news concludes our reporting for 2019. We'll be back with regular briefings starting January 2nd, 2020. Happy New Year!